Blog Talk Radio.
Royal Dream. Royal Dream. Dream. Royal Dream. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back up on my team. Had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and jive. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buff like hives and fly to true ambition. To them numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers home. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Think of your crown, royal dreams, royal dreams. They try on me, run into armies, royal dreams, royal dreams.
Another new hit by B. Jola, my son, who's sharing his gift through this medium that we call music. Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we have another mind-blowing show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to jump right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. Today, my brothers, today, my sisters, this is a big nugget I got to drop in your lap today, because we're talking about the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. This is the foundational messages for the introductional message for the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, which is the Kingdom Mindset, which is the Kingdom Language, and the Kingdom Lifestyle. So today I need to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify you to you. Because, see, many of us, we don't know, as what we talked about yesterday, that we are the natural equivalent. So you are the natural equivalent of every chemical on earth. So everything that you ingest into your body is already in the body. So they took it out of the body, they reverse engineered it, and then they give it back to the body. Everything that's outside of your mind that you see is already inside of your mind. They took it out of your mind. They created a watered-down version of that image, and then they're allowing you to gaze upon that image. Everything that you see, that you smell, that you touch, that you taste, with your senses, you already have. You don't need it, but we all suffer from spiritual dementia. We have forgotten that we are begotten. We have forgotten that we came from where we came from. So we don't know. We've forgotten that we have already. So if you don't know you have, you can't give. If you do not know you have power, you can't express power. If you don't know you have wealth, you can't express wealth. If you don't know you have health, you can't express health. If you don't know you currently have wisdom, you can't be or express wisdom. If you don't know that you currently have the capacity or the occupation of great relationships, you can't express the attributes of a great relationship, because to him that has more shall be given. Give and it shall. You can't give what you don't have, because The scripture says you have been given. So you already got it. But the problem is you don't know you got it. So since you don't know, you can't grow. Since you don't grow, you can't glow. You don't have the glow ray. The glory of God comes from what you know. But since you don't know, you don't glow. Not you, but people you know. So it's very mind-blowing to me. Now that I know, I'm just looking around and I see everybody else that used to be like me. They don't know. They don't know they're millionaires, so therefore you can't be what you don't know. You don't know that you're a millionaire. You don't know that you are in health, so you accept the disease. You don't know that you have wisdom, so you accept ignorance. You don't know that you love and you deserve to give love, so that way you can receive love. But you don't know that you have the capacity to give love, therefore you're not eligible to receive love. You don't know that you are the quantum vibrational equivalent of God. You don't know. But after today, you're going to know. After today, you cannot ever say that nobody never told you that you are the vibrational quantum equivalent of God on earth. After today, you can never make that statement. Now, you probably would make it because it's going to be difficult for the brain to wrap around it, but you can never stand before God and say that you didn't know. Because today, you're going to know. As we've talked about before, faith without works is dead. We know the word works means occupation. The word occupation means to occupy, to means to take up all your space, to take up all your time, and to take up all your money, all of it. That's the problem. You're only given part of it. We know the word occupation means capable. The word capable means having all power and having all ability. You already got that, but you don't know. So you walk around looking for power, but you don't know you got power. And so you give away your power because you don't know the etymology of power. You know, again, not you, but people that you know. If you don't know the etymology of something, you don't know that you have something. If you don't know that you got the effect of it, it's called disease. So disease is a manipulation of ease. So the fact that you got a disease is the indication that you got ease. You cannot manipulate ease to create a dis-ease unless you have ease. So the fact that you got a problem is the indication that you got a solution. The fact that you are poor is indication that you are wealthy. Because remember, we live in a world of duality. The fact that you have a negative is proof, positive, that you got a positive, but you don't know. I love problems. That means I got solutions. More problems, more solutions. But you don't know. You got disease? Oh, man, you should be happy. Because if you got dis-ease, that means you got ease. The only way you can have dis-ease is the manipulation of ease. The only way dis-ease can exist is if ease exists. I don't know if you understand. Heavenly Father, touch the people. You are the vibrational quantum equivalent of God on earth. You are a walking, talking, breathing God on earth, but you don't know. Because we don't know the etymology of God. But if we understood the etymology of God, we wouldn't shimmer and shake when we make the statement that says, I am. Faith without works, the word works means occupation. The word occupation means occupy. The word occupy means capable. The word capable means have. The word have means possession or ownership. You possess it and you own it, but you don't know. Nobody told you that you are the vibrational equivalent of God on earth. Nobody told you. I'm going to tell you today. And I'm going to prove it to you today. You will never be able to make this statement anymore after today that you're not wealthy, you're not healthy, you're not wise, and you're not in a toe-curling relationship. If you do, you're blaspheming God. That is not forgivable. If you telling God to his face that he's a liar, that, brother, sister, is not forgivable. You will bust hell wide open if there is such a thing. You cannot blaspheme the Holy Spirit. You cannot look God in the eye and read the scripture that says God has given me everything that I need for life and godliness and then say you don't have it. Don't do that. Please don't do that, man. Do not do that. That you can't come back from that. Brothers and sisters, We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? It is the Christ germ. What does that mean? There, the Spirit of God is not some you know, mystical, linguistical barrage. The Spirit of God is this invisible, is omnipotent, is omnipresent, is omniscient, is omnisimplistic, and is omnibenevolent. It is what we call nuclear energy. It's what they call nuclear. It's the invisible power that's the most powerful force on earth. It governs everything that's in time and that's in space and that's inside of our existence, or what we call this ether or this continuum. God is spirit, according to Scripture. God is light, according to Scripture. God is love. He didn't create those things. He is those things. We call it ether or plasma. This is the milk and honey that it talks about inside of the Bible. This is the manna that they fed in the Old Testament. This is the nuclear energy. This is an atom inside of the body. And how many atoms do you have, brothers? How many atoms do you have? So the trillions upon trillions upon trillions upon trillions. You can't destroy spirit. It's everywhere. It's all-knowing. It's our power. It's our presence. And it is inside of you. Christ in you, the hope of the glory. John chapter 4, verse 21, my brothers, John chapter 4, verse 21 says, then Jesus Christ said, the hour is coming when neither the mountain nor will men worship the Father. Meaning that mankind is not going to worship the Father at a mountain or at a city. Verse 2 says, that means you and I must worship or will worship what you do not know. I worship what I know, which is Christ, or which is the Spirit of God, what we call ether, in truth. That means you can only worship what you know. But since you don't know, you can't grow. Now, that scripture is tough for most people to wrap their brain around. So let's get something a little bit closer to home. Something that we've discussed before that shows proof positive beyond a shadow of a doubt that you are the vibrational equivalent of God on earth, that no Reverend Dr. Bishop or nobody, no Schumann, no Shaman, no Curandero, nothing on earth. Because we've already discussed this, but again, we must discuss it again. For all of the members of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, this is the foundation of the Millionaire's Mind Map, the MMM, that establishes what science calls MMS, which again destroys 99.99. It's what we call Clorox or bleach on the outside, which if you look on the bottle of a Clorox or a bottle of bleach, it says it destroys 99.9999% of all bacteria and virus, does it not? So MMS is the digestible version. And again, I already know that it is not the same. Don't text me, email me, call me. I understand. But again, I'm not teaching Harvard-educated and trained biologists. This is just regular folks, just like me. So I'm going to use regular language. It's extremely important, brothers and sisters. Remember what we read in the last series when we was in Corinthians. If I remember correctly, I think it was Corinthians chapter 2, and we were revealing and explaining, illuminating and simplifying the fact that we have something that's extremely important. Now, what is it that we have? This ability to prove the existence of Christ. You can prove it. I'm going to prove it to you right now. Because remember, you don't know that you are the vibrational equivalent of God. So if you don't know you got the power, you can't express it. If I don't know I have $1 million, I'm going to walk around thinking I'm broke. That's what everybody's doing right now because you don't know. So how can you know what you don't know? Unless the Bible says, unless there is a preacher, how can they hear? Well, the preacher's here. So let's go back to, I think it was 1 Corinthians. Let me find it here. I'll find it anyway. In 1 Corinthians, it talks about something That's extremely important. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 12. If anyone builds on his foundation using gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, his workmanship will be evident because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will prove the quality of each man's work. So the fire is going to prove the quality of your work. And this fire is what you and I call problems. So these problems is just sent to show you and to prove to you that what you are doing and being is not you. So problems are come into your life so that way they can prove to you that you are the temple of God. Now, what does that mean in English? 1 Corinthians 3, 16. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Let's drop down a few verses. Let's start with verse 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15 says, if it is burned up, he will suffer loss. He himself will be saved, but only as if through the flames. Verse 16, do you not know that you yourselves are God's temples and that God's spirit dwells in you? Where does it dwell? Can somebody please explain to me where does the scripture say it dwells? So if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. So we see that God's spirit dwells inside of you. We just read it in 1 Corinthians 3, 16, but you don't know that. Okay, Brother Will, what does that mean, though? So God's spirit, now Christ eternal within the body. We've read that before, Yahweh-Vahe, that's what that means. So we don't know that we are the vibrational equivalent of God on earth. We don't know. Nobody told us. We don't know. Nobody sat down and looked me in the eye and say, I am. You're the vibrational equivalent. You are the quantum vibration. You are the natural equivalent. Now, yesterday I proved to you that every chemical that you ingest in your mouth, you already got in your body. Now, you can read Dr. Bruce Lipton's book, The Biology on Belief, The Biology of Belief, who proves to you everything that you take inside of the body, you already got. So the body stops producing it because you're taking extra. You don't need it. What am I saying? Everything you're doing, you don't need to do. You are the natural spiritual equivalent of everything on earth. We proved that yesterday. Now I got to prove to you that you are the natural vibrational equivalent of everything in heaven. You are a celestial being. You are an eternal being. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure that you understand you are the personification of the universal wisdom of God on earth right now. You ain't got to go nowhere. You ain't got to read nothing. You ain't got to talk to nobody. You are the personification of what we call the caduceus, or what they call serpentine power, or what some people call the kundalini. This is what they talk about is the Hermes staff. The medical staff. Now, Genesis chapter 41, verse 52. Genesis chapter 41, verse 52. Ephraim means, so it says, God has made me doubly fruitful in the land of my affliction. Doubly fruitful. Doubly means two. It means two types of fruit. With inside of man. Ephraim, in the ancient text, E-P-H-R-A-I-M, means kingdom within. It refers to the kingdom of Israel, which is the 12 tribes, which is the 12 cranial nerves, which is the 12 zodiac signs, which is the 12 attributes and the characteristics that I gave you that activates the 12 cranial nerves that activates your crown chakra. Now, it's extremely important to understand, my brothers and sisters, the basics of Christ in you, the hope of the glow ray, the ray that glows. Now, if we do not understand that Christ eternal within the body, Yahweh-Shin-Vahe, that's what that means, Christ eternal within the body, God eternal within the body. For God is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. For all must live and to know him and to love him. Luke chapter 20, verse 31. So we don't know him. Because if we did, we would operate in ease, not dis-ease. Because dis-ease is proof that ease exists. Poverty is proof that wealth exists. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand. You are the natural equivalent of God on earth. God and the I am statement are one. So when you say I am, when Moses asked God, who shall I say has sent me? And he says, tell them I am, that I am. So when you say I am, and then whatever statement after that, that's God. Now, let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. When you say, or when you agree with your bank account, and your bank account says you broke, and you say, verbally or non-verbally, I am broke, that's your God. You just became broke. When you say, I am sick, you just became sick. You just fortified it. You just lowered your vibration to be equivalent to that frequency on earth. So a frequency is God. Okay, Brother Will, what do you mean a frequency is God? You must understand this. Christ is in me, the hope of glory, Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Let me remember Christ. So Christ, God, I am, Lord, Jehovah, all of these terms are talking about the same frequency. Now, the Bible says in Colossians 1, 26, Colossians chapter 1, verse 26, the mystery that was hidden for ages and for generations, but is now being revealed to his saints. See, I'm a saint. I'm not an ain't. That's why I know this. After today, you are a saint. You're no longer an ain't. Not that you was one, but we thought we were. Why? Somebody told us. Somebody gave us a vibration. Now, remember, if I give you a vibration and you accept that vibration, you lower yourself to that vibration. If I walk up to you and say you're stupid and you believe you're stupid, you just became stupid. You're not stupid, but again, it is done unto you as you believe. Now, when people came up to Jesus and they say, man, heal me, Jesus said, okay, your faith has made you whole. That's why I can give somebody, or according to Dr. Bruce Lipton, or Raymond Rife, or Dr. Emoto, they give people sugar pills. And people believe that that pill makes them healthy. So the belief in the pill is what heals people, not the pill. So if I give you a tablespoon of sugar inside of a pill, and I say this pill heals cancer, and if you have cancer, and if you believe that pill contains the ingredients to heal you, that pill will heal you. If you believe that it doesn't, it won't. It is done unto you as you believe. So we need to find out what is that belief. Because what if everybody had the belief of wealth, the belief of health, the belief of wisdom, the belief of toe-curling relationships? Then everybody would have that. That simply means that our brains, we're not doing the work. Why? Faith without works is dead. My brain is not occupied with a solution. That's the problem. That is the mystery that was hidden for ages and for generations, but is now being revealed. Okay, Brother Will, what is that mystery? Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. Let me drink some water so I can calm down. Getting too excited. I'm about to levitate. Colossians chapter 1. Verse 27, to whom God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery. What is this mystery, Brother Will? Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Okay, where's he at? Christ outside of you. Christ on the moon, Christ on the cross, Christ in the manger. You notice we got Christ everywhere else. There's pictures of Christ all over, but they will never show you a picture of Christ inside of you. I've never, ever seen a picture that shows Christ inside of me. Why? They, whoever they are, they ain't stupid. They know how to keep you trapped in Groundhog's Day. So you keep doing the same shizness over and over and over again because you don't know. You don't know that you are the Christ. You're still looking for one. Now, it's okay. Keep looking. Because eventually, you know, not you, but people you know, still stumble upon the truth. Now, let me tell you the mystery again, because, again, it's a mystery. I mean, I don't know. I got books that break this down in way more detail using biology. I'm dumbfounded at people who still struggle. I don't understand. But they're suffering from spiritual dementia. Now, I understand because that used to be me, 50-plus years, walking around in Groundhog's Day because I didn't know this. What did I not know? Colossians chapter 1, verse 27. To whom God has chosen to make known. Okay, that's why I walk past homeless men now and I don't give them a dime. That's why I don't feel sorry for nobody. That's why I know that when God wants to remove the scales from their eyes, God will do it. It is not my job. Now, I used to think it was my job. I used to believe, because that's what I was told, we were supposed to share the gospel, so I thought I was supposed to go out and, you know, save the world. And after years of crashing and burning, I finally figured out it ain't my job. Because I read in Scripture, according to Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, to whom God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles. God has chosen. This is called predestination. Now, I know it's tough. There's vessels of honor, vessels of dishonor. Now, I didn't choose it. God did. God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery. So if you understand this mystery, what happens? Glorious riches. Now, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, nor am I the brightest bulb in the pack. However, I know something called etymology. So I can research Shiznitz back to their beginning. The word glorious comes from the Greek, that means doxa, D-O-X-A, doxa. Don't believe me? Look it up. It means always good. Now, I told you the God I serve, he's omnibenevolent. Where y'all think I got this from? Y'all think I make this stuff up? No, my anointed brother and my beautiful sister, I actually do something called research. So doxa in the Greek means always good. So if something bad shows up in my life, I send it back. Why? It is not always good. So the doctor gave me a report. I looked at the report. That's not good, doc. I send it back. Why? I serve a God that is doxa. Now, there's other gods out there. They're going to come to you. They're vibrational. Now, the Bible says in John, in the beginning was the Word. Look that up in the Greek. You will find at its core, it means vibration. Because words are what? Letters that put together, that makes a word. So letters are what? Symbols. Symbols are what? Sigils. Sigils are what? Signets. Signets are what? Seals. S-E-A-L-S. So how do I put a cap on your soul, homie? I use words. That's what my grandmother did to me. My grandma said, boy, you're going to grow up to be a no good for nothing, worthless womanizer, just like your pappy. And what did I grow up to be? Just like my grandmother said. Why? That doxa was in my head. But then I realized, oh, hold up, time out. That's my grandmother's opinion. Somebody else's opinion of me does not have to be my reality. Now, it took me a while to figure it out, but Brother Rome, I figured it out, Holmes. It took me a little while, but I figured it out. And now that I figured it out, I said, I can form my own doxa. I can form my own opinion. And it's, guess what, my opinion now? My opinion is always good. I think very highly of myself now. The word doxa means exercising personal opinion, which determines your value. Don't believe me? Go to Strong Concordance number G1391. I triple dare you to look it up. Strong Concordance number 1391. 1391. That word means exercising personal opinion, which determines value. So hold up. Let me get this right. So my value is determined by who? Me. I thought it was the white man. No, my anointed brother, take the power back. I recommend you take your own power back. Now, that's what I did. That's why I'm always healthy. I'm always wealthy, always wise. I'm always in a toe-curling relationship with myself, with my God, and with others. I am the vibrational equivalent of God on earth. Why? That's my personal opinion. I've chosen to be. The Bible says it is done unto you as you believe. So what do you believe? I recommend that you know. Beliefs are good, but knowing is better. So this word doxa, it means that you must be exercising That means, now, notice the word exercising and the word exorcism is almost the same, one letter different. So when I exercise, why y'all think I exercise so much? Because I'm performing exorcisms. That means getting demons out. That means when I go exercise, whatever disposition that's inside of me that is not always good, it got to go. And guess what happens? It goes. Something is soothing, it's calming. Now, everybody got different ways of doxying. That means coming up with a personal equivalent that is the vibrational equivalent of God. See, God sees you as wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a toe-curling relationship, but your personal opinion is different from God's. You're not the vibrational equivalent. You're not the quantum vibrational equivalent of God. I am. I recommend you do the same thing. God is not going to come down to your level. He's waiting for you to come up to his. You thinking to, you believe in God for what, a light bill? Come on, Holmes. Come on, come on, come on. So you're struggling to pay what? Rent? Come on, man. You are God on earth. Rent is a non-issue, Holmes. You're supposed to be establishing and building a kingdom of God on earth. Your rent was paid before you was freaking born. Doxa, always good. That's just one word. I could talk on that one word for days. But we got that's just scratching the surface. I ain't even got to the good stuff yet. So let me get this right. Colossians 1:27 says, God has chosen to tell certain people about his glorious doxa riches. Now, the word riches comes from Strong Concordance number 4149. Strong Concordance 4149. It means plantos. Where we get the word plenteous. It means, again, riches, wealth, abundance, materially and or spiritually. It means an abundance of possessions of many kinds. Please do not believe me. Please look it up for yourself. It means P-L-E-O in the Greek. Plero, which means a constant flow. It means an abounding flow. So your flow starts and stops. That means you're not possessed. Remember the word faith without works. Works means occupation. That means total time, all space, all money is taken up. By what? Your purpose. If it's not, that since you think about it off and on, the money comes into your life off and on. Since you think about health off and on, you have health off and on. Since you're thinking about wisdom off and on, sometimes you're studying, sometimes you're watching Love and Hip Hop. Sometimes you're watching, you know, Monday Night Football, Thursday Night Football. Okay? That means sometimes you have wisdom, sometimes you don't. Why? It's in your brain sometimes. It's going to be in your life sometimes. But what if your brain was permanently occupied? That's what the word, again, works means. It means the brain is permanently occupied. Your brain is not permanently occupied with your purpose, thus the problem. Okay, Brother Will, that sounds great, Holmes. However, how do I permanently occupy my brain with my purpose? I thought you would never ask, my brother. Because it says these glorious riches is the mystery, which is Christ in you. So the way that you permanently occupy your brain with your purpose is Strong Concordance number 5547, which is where we get the English word Christ. Strong Concordance number 5547. Now remember, I've broken down this word a plethora of times. It simply means to anoint with oil. That is the cerebral spinal cord fluid, which activates your CNF, your central nervous system, which flows from the spinal cord, from the sacrum, which is a pump in the base of your tailbone. It pumps it up 33 vertebrae till it crosses Golgotha, the place of the skull, and it enter into heaven, your head, your head, up your head. And notice the blood-brain barrier, the CSF and blood, they never mix. Because why? Romans 8. The flesh wars against the spirit, blood, and the spirit wars against the flesh, CSF. The two are contrary to one another. Blood is for this dimension. CSF is for the next. So Christ means cerebral spinal cord fluid, or CSF. Now, I got all the biology. We could spend now till Jesus comes back breaking this one down. Because I know it's tough because everybody believes that it's outside the body. And nobody read John 10 that said that anybody who do not believe that Christ came inside the body is not of God. Yeah, they don't know. People don't know. So how can you be what you don't know? How can you be the equivalent of God if you don't know that you have God inside of you? Now, I am a Christ. That's tough for most people. So I just water it down and I just say, you have access to the Christ. Is that acceptable? Okay, y'all can swallow that? Okay, cool. I mean, we got to start somewhere, right? It's difficult to make these leaps, man. It took me 50 years to get it. It's hard to say, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. Blasphemy, off with his head. That's what, you know. But once you understand what we just read, do ye not know that you are the temple of God? Now, we just read that the Spirit of God dwells in you, 1 Corinthians chapter 3:16. We just read it. It said the Spirit of God dwells in me. Now, I just read again, Christ in you, the hope of glory. We just read it. Then we just read, we have this treasure in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. We just read it. Now we got to go deeper down the rabbit trail because, I y'all are like me. Y'all need proof. I mean, I need proof, Brother Will. I like you, dog. You know, no disrespect, but, you know, I just can't believe you, brother. Just because you said it, I'm just going to go, you know, I don't think so. So let's go to Matthew chapter 16. This one, this one we got to read a little bit. But we're going to go quickly. Matthew chapter 16, verse 1. So in the gospel of Matthew chapter 16, the Pharisees, verse 1, Matthew 16, verse 1, the Pharisees, also with the Sadducees, they came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. So they came, they said, hold up, fellas. They got together, the scribes and the Pharisees, the modern day realm, like the bishops, they say, oh, Christ, thank he the bomb. Yeah, we got a good question for him. I know he don't know the answer to this. He walk around and think his dookie don't stink. Matthew chapter 16, verse 2, he answered and he said unto them, when it is evening, ye say, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. Verse 3, and in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red. And lowering, O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. So in the King James, this is tough to follow. But when we read it in the New Living Translation or a version that is easier to read, Matthew chapter 16 says this. The Pharisees and the Sadducees came to Jesus in order to test him. They asked him to show them a sign from heaven. So they come to him and they say, okay, you say you're from heaven, right? Show us a sign, brother, that you really are from heaven. You claim to be the man. So, verse 2, Jesus replied, at evening you say it will be a nice day because the sky is bright red. Verse 3, and in the morning you say it will be a bad day, a bad weather today because the sky is cloudy. You know how to make sense of the sky's appearance, but you are unable to recognize the signs that point to what the time is. Verse 4, Matthew 16, verse 4, an evil and unfaithful generation searches for a sign, but it won't receive a sign except Jonah's sign. Then he left them and went away. So they asked him that they knew what he was trying to do. They was like, hey, show us a sign. Look at verse 5. Now remember, we're talking about how do you know you're the vibrational equivalent of God on earth? How do you know? Matthew chapter 16, verse 5 says, when the disciples arrived on the other side of the lake, they have forgotten to bring bread. Jesus said unto them, watch out and be on your guard, for the yeast of the Pharisees and the scribes. They discussed this among themselves and said, we didn't bring any bread. Verse 8, Jesus knew what they were discussing, and he said, you people of weak faith, why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you don't have any bread? Don't you understand yet? Don't you remember the 5 loaves that fed the 5,000 and how many baskets of leftovers you gathered? And the 7 loaves that fed 4,000 and how many large baskets of leftovers you gathered? Verse 11, don't you know that I wasn't talking about bread? Now, I've heard a plethora of people quote that scripture, but they never read verse 11. Matthew chapter 16, verse 11, he's not talking about physical bread. He's talking about the bread of life. Verse 11, don't you know that I wasn't talking about bread, but be on guard for the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. In other words, the Reverend Dr. Bishop, what am I saying? The people that you're listening to, remember, scribes and Pharisees, he says they are the yeast of the bread. Verse 12, then they understood that he wasn't telling them to be on guard for yeast used in making bread. No, he was telling them to watch out for the teachings of the Pharisees and the scribes. And I'm telling you today, you've received the teachings that are wrong. They are the teachings of the modern-day Reverend Dr. Bishops, what we call Old Testament or New Testament Pharisees or scribes and Pharisees, Pharisees and Sadducees. That's what it talks about inside of the Bible. Now, this is the smoking gun. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. I said all of that. Now, remember, first of all, Jesus said some people look for signs. Who was looking for signs? 16:1, the Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus in order to test him. A lot of people go to church so that way they can find fault. They testing, they looking, they trying to test you. Verse 13, Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. Now when Jesus came to the area of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say the human one is? Now, we're reading this in the New Living Translation. They was asking him, who do people say I am? Now, in English, they said, who do people say the human version of me is? Oh, man, I could talk for hours on that, the human version. Okay, so where's the spiritual version? See, you are the human version of your spiritual self, but you don't know. Nobody told you. Nobody told you you are the vibrational equivalent of God on earth. You don't know. This is the human version of you. This is not the spiritual version of you. So what they're telling Jesus, who do people say the human version of me is? Verse 14, Matthew 16, 14. They replied, some say that you are John the Baptist. Others say that you are Elijah. And still others say that you are Jeremiah reborn, or one of the other prophets. Verse 15, Jesus said, and what about you? Who do you say I am? Simon Peter says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Let me say that again. Simon Peter, verse 16, Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, verse 16. Simon Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son, the living God. Then Jesus replied, happy are you, Simon, son of Jonah, because no human has shown you this. Rather, my Father, who is in heaven, has shown you this. Verse 18, I tell you that you are Peter. Bam, his name was changed. Why? His destiny was changed. How did his destiny change? He changed his destiny. How did he change his destiny? By making an I am statement. What I am statement did he make? What did he say? Simon Peter said, you are the Christ. He spoke. Only God can do that. Only God can declare and decree. Only God can call those things that are not as though they were. You have that same power, but you don't know. So how can you speak things into existence if you don't know? Okay, I need to tell you then. Then Jesus says, happy are you, Simon, son of Jonah, because no human has shown you this. So everything that you need to know can't come from a human. Now, I can talk to you all day, but what you need, it comes from God. Thankfully, God can show me inside of you. That's why I do one-on-ones. What's inside of you? Christ is inside of you, but you don't know he's inside of you. Okay, what does that mean, Brother Will? If you say Christ is inside of me, what does that mean? Well, we broke down the word Christ, remember? The word Christ means the messianic office. There's an office inside of you that furnishes the one in that office that furnishes you power, the ability to do, to fulfill that office. So your job is to get an office. That means to receive Christ. That's why when we go to church, we get saved. That means that you have received Christ. That means you receive the Holy Ghost. That means you receive the ability to speak in tongues. All of this is an outside indication of an inside revelation. That simply means that you are made in the pixels. Why? Pixels have power. Pictures are pixels. See, what happens is the Reverend Dr. Bishop, they're doing what is called emotional dumping. Because, see, you are made in the image and likeness. You are a copy of a original. This is called in the ancient text a talisman or a amulet. But you don't know. So how do you know what you don't know? Well, you don't know unless somebody come and tell you. See, give and it shall be given. Luke chapter 6, verse 37. So in order to establish something, you have to already have it. But see, you don't know that you have money because you think money is a symbol. You don't know money is a thought. Is there anybody that don't have thoughts? Anybody that has not had a thought today? Is there anybody listening to me that didn't have a thought that says, you know what, I'm hungry, I'm going to go make me a sandwich? When you woke up this morning, you had a thought that says, you know what time is it? Oh, I got to get dressed to go to work. Or you had another thought that says, you know what, I don't even feel like going to work today. You had another thought that says, I'm going to sleep in late. You had another thought. Is there anybody that don't have thoughts? Now, thoughts, they produce an electrical current. It's called a synapsis. And so it jumps through your synapses. This electrical current produces currency. It produces a chemical and a hormone. These chemicals and these hormones cause the body to move. It animates the body. It's called ATP. Now, without getting too much into the physics, because we're going to get back to the scriptures. I know y'all like them scriptures. I'm with you. So our body has something in it that makes us animated. Now, the Bible calls this the Ruach and the Pneuma. But science calls it ATP. Now, this ATP or ADP, I can't remember which one, AT or AD, one of them, is the energy that is produced inside of the body. Now, let me make sure you over and understand. Because ADP is this iodine diphosphate. In other words, it is a storage of energy that produces cellular metabolism. It is a package, what we call quanta, of energy, which is energy, which is entity. Father, touch the minds of your people, ADP. Now, everybody has this inside of their biological system. This adenosine or adenosyl triphosphate ATP, this is the main molecule that carries inner, I-N-N-E-R, G, little g, throughout the body. This allows you to be highly what they call exogenic, E-X-E-R-G-O-N-I-C. This produces what they call thermodynamic capacity of abilities. In other words, you can move. Now, brothers and sisters, let me try not to get too excited, because I don't know if you understand. That's the biological expression of the God of heaven, the big G, what we call new clay or new or nuclear. Now, inside of the ancient text, this is called exogenesis. Inside of the modern text, this is called monogenesis. Now, monogenes, and again, you can look this up. It's spelled M-O-N-O, and then the word genes, which is the word gens. So mono means one, gen, J-I-N-N, or gene, G-E-N-E. That means pertaining to being the only one of its kind or its class. It's a gene that is made after its own kind. Oh, man, I don't know if y'all get it. Y'all are made, we are made in the monogenes of God. In the ancient text, we are made in the exo, spelled X-E-N-O, genesis of God. Now, if I was to get into physics and get into a deeper understanding of you are the quantum vibrational equivalent of God on earth, what the scriptures is telling us, now remember, we just read all of the scriptures, well, not all, but a lot of the scriptures that clearly state Christ in you, the hope of glory. We just read that there is a mystery among the Gentiles. What is this mystery? That's only going to be revealed at certain times, and it has been revealed already. So you are the natural, as we talked about yesterday, every chemical that is produced by the endocrine system. Now, remember, yesterday we talked about the endocrine system. Now, your endocrine system is inside of the body, and the word endocrine is the word endocrine. Father, touch the minds of the people. They don't know. So your endocrine system includes all of the glands inside of the body that produces hormones and secretions. The word hormones is the word harmony. And the word secretions, look at the word secretions, it's the word secret. It's I on secret. So there's a mystery. The word mystery means mist story, M-I-S story. Mist means water. The Bible says you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven unless you be born again of the water and the spirit. It is a mystery. It is a myth. It is a water story. That's the kingdom and that's training center. That's what I've been talking about for 20 years, water, spirit. Everybody else talking about blood, flesh. Flesh and blood cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. A lot of people got flesh and blood religion. They ain't got a water and spirit religion. You are the vibrational equivalent of God on earth. You are the quanta, we just read it, equivalent. That's called Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now, I got a 600-page book that breaks this down using biology only, exactly what Jesus said to Peter. Now, remember, first his name was not Peter. Let me read it again, Matthew 16. They asking Jesus, dude, who are you? Matthew chapter 16. Verse 13, now when Jesus came to the area of Philippi, he said to the disciples, who do people say I am? They said, some say you're John the Baptist, Elijah, Jeremiah. He says, what do you say? Simon Peter steps up to the plate and says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, happy are you, Simon, son of Jonah, because no human has shown you this. Rather, my Father who is heaven has shown you. I tell you that you are Peter. And I will build my church, my kirka, my circle, blood cells, on this rock, and the gates of hell or the gates of the underworld won't be able to stand against it. I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Anything you fasten on earth will be fastened in heaven. Anything you loosen on earth will be loosened in heaven. Then he ordered the disciples, do not tell anybody that he was the Christ. What I just read to you is the secret of all secrets. That's the foundation of what I teach inside the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. This allows you to oscillate or vibrate on a higher level. This is what we call ascension or salvation. Now, let me make sure you understand this because this is extremely important. We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you. We just read it, the hope of glory. Now, most people don't understand John 3. Let's flip over really, really quickly to John 3 so we can activate your ADP. Let me say it again. Let's flip over to John 3 so we can activate your ADP. Now, remember, ADP is inside of the body. It is a package. It is a quantum of highly exogenic, according to biology. That means exercise. That means exorcism. That means to remove disposition. It is a energy-carrying molecule. What does it carry? The molecule carries energy, but the word energy is energy, I-N-N-E-R-G, God, your inner God. It carries your inner God. But the problem is, it's physics. But it's been manipulated by phonics because the God of this world is a linguistical God. Now, let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters. This linguistical God uses phonics or deaf phonicians, D-E-A-F phonicians, because that's where Abraham's daddy was from when the big G told him, leave this place and leave their traditions. But some of the traditions followed him because that's how you manipulate cellular metabolism. So this is all about controlling your cellular metabolism. Because remember, he said, own this church. Remember, in the Greek, the word church means kirka. The word kirka means circle. The word circle means cell. So I can control each one of your blood cells if I give you the wrong kirka, the wrong information, the wrong vibration. Why? Words establish worlds. You are the vibrational equivalent of God on earth, but you don't know it. Therefore, you cannot do the things that God do because you don't know you have the attributes and the characteristics of God. How can you be God if you don't know you contain? Now, I just showed you, according to science, if you go look it up, ATP or ADP, both of them, one's a little different, but ADP and ATP, that is the main molecule that carries energy. And the word energy means energy, I-N-N-E-R-G, or energy, I-N-N-E-R-C-H-I, energy. It is the storage that activates cellular metabolism. So you can't exercise energy. You're tired. You're sleepy all the time. Why? Your ATP is off. Why is your ATP off? Why is your cellular metabolism not firing? You don't know the mystery. What is the mystery? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Okay, what does that mean? That means that I am the natural vibrational equivalent of God. What does that mean? Okay, is God, we just read, because we broke down those words, where it told us that the word the riches means an abundance of wealth. We just read the riches of this mystery. So that means if you don't have an abundance of wealth, you are listening to the wrong Reverend Dr. Bishop. We just read it. Okay, Brother Will, what does that mean, though, in English? Let's go to John 13. I'm sorry, not John 13, John 3. So John 3 says something that will mess up everybody's theology. I wish I could read the entire scripture, the entire book of John chapter 3, but let's go down to John chapter 3, verse 12, focusing on John 3:13. Now, this is the holy grail of holy grails. Everything in this entire message is transformative. This is what is called cellular immortality. This is what I'm teaching. Cellular immortality. So cellular immortality. Right now your cells don't have immortality. They got telomeres on top of them. How do you remove the telomeres off your DNA? How do you remove the telomeres off? You are a vibrational equivalent of God on earth. How do I know you are the vibrational equivalent of God on earth? Well, first of all, we read yesterday where the Bible tells us to examine ourselves to see if we are of the faith. We also broke down the word faith without works is dead. We know that the word works comes from the word occupation, the word occupy, the word capable, the word have, and the word possession. Or ownership. So right now you have possession. You are occupied by, you are in possession of, you are capable, you have the power and the ability to occupy until he comes. Right now you have that. Okay, how do we know? We can test. The Bible tells us to test ourselves and see if we are of God, to see if we're in the kingdom. And the way that we test ourselves, try our belief to see if Christ is in me or Christ is in us. So if we test ourselves and Christ is not in us, this indwelling Christ, which is the messianic office that furnishes one in that office with power to fulfill that office. Galatians 2:20 says that I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Philippians 3:17 says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, what is the length, what is the height, what is the depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses all knowledge, that you may be filled up with the fullness. Colossians 1:27 tells us, to whom God will to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery, Christ in you. Now, we've been talking about this Christ that's inside of us. What does it do for us? John 3:12. If I told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? Right now, I'm going to tell you about a heavenly thing. It's going to be tough for you to believe because we don't even believe the earthly things. That's what he's saying. What is the heavenly things I got to tell you? This is the heavenly thing I got to tell you. John 3:13, no one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses was lifted, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so has the Son of Man, or so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That Son of Man is the Christ. We've already established that Christ, as we look at the definition, it means oil, CSF, cerebral spinal fluid. That must be lifted up from your caduceus, which means sphenoid, which is the base of the tailbone, or it's inside of your hips. There, the bottom, the last bone on your spinal cord makes a triangle. That is a pump. That pump pumps up CSF through the 33 vertebrae up your spine. And that must be lifted up till it crosses your brain or your skull or Golgotha, the place of the skull, and returns back to the crown chakra of your head. No one has ascended from heaven, cerebral spinal cord fluid went down your spine, except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. Son of Man, as we just read earlier in Matthew 16, is equated to and is the same as the Christ. We just read that in Matthew chapter 16, verse 1. So you have to, may have to go back and read it again. But when you see the word Son of Man, and when you see the word the Christ, those are the same. And when you see the word Son of the Living God, because in Matthew 16, that's what it described when he told Jesus, flesh and Simon, whose name was changed to Peter, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. So Proverbs 30, verse 4, who has ascended to heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his hands? Who has bound up the waters in his cloak? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is the name of his son? Surely you know. Proverbs 30, verse 4. What this is telling me, and what it should be telling you, no one has ascended into heaven except the one that has descended from heaven. In other words, you can't go to heaven unless you are from heaven. Let me say that again. You cannot go to unless you are from. Meaning, if you don't know, now you are from, but the problem is you don't know. You don't know you are from. You don't know. How do I know you don't know? Remember the series I did on your prior existence with the Father? That just, you know, I got all kinds of hate mail. Your prior existence. See, most of us don't know we had a prior existence. We are, like it says in Jeremiah, God knew us in our mother's womb. He knew us before the foundations of this earth. We are predestined. See, most of us have not been taught the preeminence. And we don't know about our pre-existence. So this pre-existence that we had with the Father is not taught. That's the mystery. So you can't go back to heaven if you're not from heaven. Now, make sure you understand, because the problem is that's not a problem is the under over and understanding of what it was taught or changed at the Council of what they call Constantinople. This whole idea of changing our what is called pre-mortal, because again, souls are immortal. All men's souls are divine or eternal, but only the souls of the divine are immortal. That's a quote from the movie The Immortals. Or immortals. What does that mean? All men's souls are eternal, but only the souls of the divine, immortal. It is the ability to understand that we had a prior existence with the Father that allows us to establish what is called a vibrational equivalent with the Father. Now, it's extremely, extremely important. All of this is really discussed in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verse 5. When it talks about under over and understanding how God could love Jacob and hate Esau because of the creator understanding the inclinations of the soul. Because, again, we must understand God is eternal. He's outside of time, outside of space, and outside of matter. So the understanding that there's a pre-existence of souls or spirits that animate bodies. So God speaks. Remember, man looks on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart. He looks on the spirit. Because God is spirit. But so are you. Okay, how do I know that I'm spirit? Because God said that I'm made in his image and his likeness. He says that I am a joint heir. He says that I am his son. We are sons of God. So you are the natural son of God. You're not, again, something else. And if you are, there is another scripture to help you understand what is called Gentiles, where you get grafted in, where you get adopted. So we have the true Israel, the children of God, the sons of God, and then we have people who can cry out, Abba, Father, who have been adopted into the faith or adopted by God. So when the Bible talks about sons and daughters of God, he's talking about understanding this biblical as well as biological understanding that we are sons and daughters of God. Really sons, but, you know, sons and daughters of God. So we have been adopted by God into the faith if we are, quote unquote, Gentiles. Now, that's another study for another time. What you have to understand is if you do not know what I have just been talking about for the last hour, what happens is you have no power because we don't understand that we've been adopted. We don't understand that we have the same privileges. This is the same privilege of all heirs. This is called predestination that talks about in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. Now, if you do not understand that, then you do not know. You have forgotten that you are begotten. If you have forgotten that you are begotten, then you have no power. That means you don't have no money. That means you don't have no help. Because remember, the offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. So the offspring of a thing grows up to be like the thing. It has the same attributes and characteristics. Now, a joint heir means you have the same rights as the original heir. The Bible says that you are a joint heir. The Bible also says in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, for he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless in his presence, in love. Verse 5. Ephesians 1:5, he predestined us for the adoption as his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the beloved. Notice it was done when? Ephesians 1:4, if you don't know this, you don't have no power. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world. So before the world was even created, you was already predestined. For what? Adoption. So that means if you don't know you've been adopted, you have the same attributes and characteristics of God, you cannot buy, you can't think like God. That's the problem. Kingdom mindset doesn't exist on this planet, but I'm getting ready to establish it. Now, I know it does. I'm not the long ranger. God has already, he's been doing this for a long time. I'm just expressing, exposing, and expanding it to you in the way that God has given it to me, which is, number one, you need a kingdom mindset. Number two, that mindset establishes now a kingdom vocabulary. Once you get the kingdom vocabulary, you can call those things that are not. Okay, you see stuff down here? That's not like what I have in my head. And then you call those things as though they're what? That's called bending reality. You ever seen the Airbender, the last Airbender? That's what we are. That's what you are. You have the ability to change or to bend reality. You just don't know it yet. So for everybody that's part of the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center, I'm going to teach you how to bend reality. I'm going to teach you how to call those things that are not as though they were. Let's close with this. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. And we've read this one before, so this will be really brief. Inside of you right now, brothers and sisters, there is this CSF. This is the Christ spiritual fluid. We call it the cerebral spinal fluid. Really, in the medical profession, this is Hermes Caduceus. In the Greek mythology, this is the personification of universal wisdom. This heals the entire body. If you could understand the spirit, then you could walk in the place of tranquility. You could overcome death and the grave. If you could understand what I'm about to share with you as we close, 1 John 3:9 says, whoever is reborn of God does not commit sin because his seed abides in him, and he therefore cannot sin because he is reborn of God. In this, the children of God will be distinguished from the children of the devil. Remember I said, if your behavior is the exact same thing as the world, you do not have the seed of God. You do not have 1 John 3:9. You have not been you have not been reborn. You don't have the solar, S-O-U-L-A-R, which is the lunar, which is the ability to under, over, and understand the Christ seed that supplies all of our needs. You don't know that you have been redeemed, that you have been chosen since the foundation of the earth. This is how you know that you've been chosen since the foundation of the earth. This is how you walk with dunamis power. This is how when you walk through the valley of shadow and death, you will fear no evil. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. And we talked about this one before. Brothers and sisters, you have to examine yourself to see whether you are in the faith. You have to test yourselves. Can't you see for yourselves that Jesus Christ is in you unless you actually fail the test? Failing the test is the inability to see that Christ eternal within the body. You have no power. My power does not come from books. My power does not come from men. My power comes from an understanding that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. My power comes from, if God be for me, who can be against me? My power comes from knowing that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and that all who rise up against me shall fall. My power comes from that I've been young and now I've been old, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor a seed begging bread. My power does not come from men. My power comes from my understanding that God eternal within the body. My ability to realize that establish a real life. If you can realize, you will have a real life. 2 Corinthians 13:5 says, examine yourself to see if your faith is genuine. Test yourself. Surely you know Jesus Christ is in you. If not, you have failed the test. Do you realize that Jesus Christ is in you? If you do not realize that, you are not the vibrational equivalent of God on earth. Therefore, you cannot do the works of God. Because God must be in you. He must be operating as you. He must be manifesting himself through you. For it is God, not me of myself. For it is God who gives me the power to do and the will to do. Brothers and sisters, today's message is extremely important. Because if you do not know, if you cannot wrap your brain around the understanding that you have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels, Christ in you, the hope of glory, your faith will not be able to do the works. You will not be able to occupy your brain with the capable power that allows you to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and maintain great relationships. So, brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. You are the quantum vibrational equivalent of God on earth. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth. God bless you.
Royal dream. Royal dream. Up on my team, I had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and jive. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buff like highs and fly to true ambition. To them numbers just multiply, then we can start to building. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers old. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland, make all of you governments die.
Your crown, royal dreams, royal dreams.